Shalom uvracha to everybody. This week's sedra is Shalach. Parsha Shalach begins on what seems to be a hopeful note. On Perek Yud Gemel, we already touched upon the beginning of Parsha Shalach last week. We reference was a few other topics besides for Chayda Meraglim, which is really the dominant theme in Parsha Shalach. We also have the mitzvah of Hafrashas Chala, Rishus Ariso Sechem Chala, Turimu Truma LaHashem, and Perek Tesvav, mitzvah of Hafrashas Chala, when we are in Eretz Yisrael, to give a portion of the Chala to the Kohen, a portion of the dough to the Kohen. We also have the Parsha ends with the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which we call the third paragraph of the We're going to be speaking about Chayda Meraglim, which really, Hashem is very angry with the people. They speak Lashon Hara about Hashem, Kaviyacha. They speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, the beautiful land that Hashem promised. And Hashem says, you don't want it, and there you will not go. The Gemara tells them, Masechas Makos, Yod, Amad Beis, V'derech Sh'atam Rotzei Edeich, B'amal Yichinosav. The way a person wants to go, so he will be led. So Hashem says, you don't want my land. You won't get my land. You will fall in the desert. Your carcasses will fall over 40 years in the desert. Your children will be the ones to inherit the land. And the Yod say Mitzrayim will not be the Ba'e Arts. The parasha begins by the Bereshem of Moshe Leimor, Shachachah Nashim V'yasuras Arts, Kenan Asher, and Yinosin Levnei Yisrael, Yishachad, Yishachad, Amate, Vosav, Tishlachu, Konasi Behem. Shem says to Moshe, send for yourself men, they should scout out the land of Canaan that I am giving to the Bnei Yisrael, one man, one pen, per tribe of his fathers, you shall send, everyone is a prince amongst them. Moshe gives them instructions. He should see the land. Is it strong? Is it weak? Are the people many? Are they few? Are the cities fortified? Are they open? How are the trees? Bring us back fruit so we can see what the land is like. The people come back after 40 days. Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Vav, the spies. Vayelchu, they go. Vayevo al Moshe, vel Aaron, vel Ka Ades B'nei Yisrael, al Midbar Paran, Kadesha, vayeshivu osam davar. The people come back to Moshe, to Aaron, to the entire assembly. They show them the fruits and they say, we came to the land that you sent us. Vigam, okay. Zavat chalavud vashi v'zapir. It is flowing with milk and honey. That's true. Here are truths. Efes. But. Ki azha ama yoshev arts. The people are strong. The cities are very fortified. Vigam yilidei anak v'nisham. We saw giants. Amalek yoshev arts. You know who's in the south? You know the first one we're going to have to encounter when we go up? The Amalekites. Rashi said they said this on purpose to put fear into the hearts of the people. The Chiti, the Yevusi, the Amori, they dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites sit by the sea and by the Yarden River. And Kalev hushes the people. He says, no, don't listen. Alo na'ale, v'yirashno, so kiyachol nuchalo. Kalev says, what are you all saying? We can go up. Alo na'ale, ascend, we can ascend. V'yirashno, so we will conquer the land. We will inherit the land. Don't listen to the Lashon Hara. Kiyachol nuchalo. We can surely do it. But the people who were with him said, lo nuchala alo, we cannot. Because they are stronger than us. And Rashi says they were saying, kaviyachol, God forbid, as if the people are stronger than God. Vayetzu dibat ha'aretz asher taru otah b'nei Yisrael, lemar ha'aretz asher vanu bala tura otah eretz ochale yoshvehi, v'cholam asherinu b'toch anshei midot. And they speak Lashon Hara, they say, the land that we spied out, I mean, Pasuk Lamed Beis, it is a land that consumes its inhabitants. And all the people that we saw are giants. The Sham Ra'inu et ha'Nephilim, we saw Nephilim, they're a kind of giant, B'nei Anak, the sons of giants from the Nephilim, and we were in our eyes like grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes. Perek Yadal, Pasuk Aleph, Atisa Kala Eda, Vayitnu et Kolam, Vayivku Ha'am, Balaidaho. And the Gemara famously tells us, which night was this? The night they sat to cry was when, of course? Tisha B'Av, Kosh Baruch Hu Salatem B'chisim B'chir Shachinam. Really, you're crying over my zavat chalav udvash, my eretz chamda tova urachava, my eretz asher Hashem alkecha doresh osa tamid enei Hashem alkecha b'mireshit Hashanah, the land that I promised to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You hate the land, you reject the land, you don't want to go into the land, you won't have the land. And this was the first Tisha B'Av. I want to quote from Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch in his commentary to Chumash. Very, very interesting. So the Pasuk tells us, we were in Perek Yud Gimel, of course, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayotziu dibat ha'aretz. They produced, they brought forth, they brought out. Vayotziu lahotzi. They took out, if you will, from themselves, this slanderous report. Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch, in his commentary to Chumash, says they produced a slanderous report about the land, and thus their sin reached its height. It does not say vayaviu dibat ha'aretz. They brought back. a slanderous report, which it says in the case of Yosef. Yave Yosef et dibatam ra'alavim. It says by Yosef in the beginning of Paraglam, it's like Yosef brought slanderous report to father. He saw them doing things he didn't understand. He thought they were eating from Avram and Achai. He thought they were mezazlim b'nei shvachos. He thought that they were being with the inappropriate with women. He brought back what he saw. But here says Rav Hirsch, he contrasted to Yosef. There it says vayaviu. Here it says vayatziu, which means, he says, quote, they produced and fabricated an evil report about the land. And he says, in parentheses, he's quoting the Ramban. So Vayatziu teaches that they produced a fabricated evil report about the land. By doing so, they frightened the people, but they brought them to the point of complete despair. The spies, in essence, told the people, even if you succeed in conquering the land, to live in the land will be a disaster. It is a land that brings ruination upon its inhabitants. It is not suitable for people of ordinary, normal size. Only giants can live there. Ordinary people will soon die. This accounts for the extraordinary size of the people. Anshei Midos, men of great measure. The small and the weak, and Rav Hirsch says he's quoting the Ramban, will not survive. So they instilled fear by saying, listen, we're people of normal size. Are we the Bnei Anak? Are we the Nephilim? We will not survive in the land. So even if we can cross the Yarden River, and even if somehow we can conquer the land, we will not survive by living there. So they weren't even trying to instill fear, only in the fact that they felt it was not conquerable. They're furthermore saying, we will not even be able to live there. And then they mention these giants. In Pasuk Lamed and Gimel, they say, Visham, and there, Ra'inu etan Nephilim, we saw the giants, Bnei Anak, the sons of Anak, meaning Nephilim from the giants, Vanehi Be'enil Kechagavim, they were so huge, we were in our eyes like grasshoppers, V'chein Ha'inu Be'enim, and so we were like in their eyes. And Rav Hirsch has a beautiful pshat here. He says, V'sham Ra'inu etan Nephilim, those ancient giants, Asher me'olam anshe shem, of who enormous size and strength, legend, ancient legends tell us of these giants. We truly actually saw them with our own eyes. They're saying, until now, it's only been a legend. We've heard that there are giants in this land, but we saw them. We truly actually saw them with our own eyes. They are Yelidei Ha'anak. They are the children of the three giant brothers that live in Hebron. There are Anakim living in the land. They are descendants of the Nephilim. And they say, and Rav Hirsch, I'm sorry, says, this is so interesting, this fact fits well with the opinion of the Gemara Maseches Zvachim that Lo Yarod Mambil Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was spared from the flood. In Eretz Yisrael, then, the land original power remained intact, whereas all the other lands were flooded, and so the land's original power did not remain intact. Of course, he's referring to the flood in the time of Noach. The Gemara tells us in Zvachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, Lo Yarad Mambal Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was spared from the flood. So says refers, in Eretz Yisrael, then, the land's original power remained intact. When the land was under a Canaanite population, this power showed itself in the production of Anakim, men possessed of great physical stature. So this power of the land produced men of great physical stature. But this power, says Rav Hirsch, can also make the land suitable to be the soil for God's people. Why? This people will observe God's Torah in this land and aspire to the ideal of man's spiritual and moral greatness, whereas other nations ascribe to and strive for physical prowess, physical greatness, to be like giants from the power of the land. When Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, the soil is suitable for God's people because we observe God's Torah in the land. We aspire to the ideal of spiritual and moral greatness. And thus the world will rejuvenate, says Rav Hirsch. The land will be like paradise. Let us not forget, says Rav Hirsch, the statement by our stages, that bodily health and strength are preliminary conditions for the highest spiritual development. So in order for a person to be able to spiritually develop himself, he must be healthy in his guf. He must have strength. If a person, Rechman al-Tzan, is not healthy in their guf, it's very hard to focus on Ruchnias. It's not impossible, but it's difficult because the body is not healthy enough. So he's saying that this strong power of the land, because it was spared from the flood, lends itself to physical strength. But when Klal Yisrael comes to land, they will use that physical strength to grow in spirituality. Because physical strength and bodily health are the prerequisites for spiritual development. And he says to see Masechah Shabbos 92a, he's basing that past comment on that Gemara. Perhaps, says Rav Hirsch, it is not mistaken to say the relation between the power of the land and the character of its inhabitants is as follows. Listen again, the power of the land of Israel And the character of the inhabitants is as follows. When one's mind lies fallow, the land's power will produce giants of great physical stature. But if the land, and that's why there were giants in the land. Their mind lay fallow. So the spies went and they saw the Bnei Anak, they saw the Nephilim, they saw the Canaanites, they saw Amalekites. So they might be very strong in power, in stature. But that's because they're deriving the strength from the land, but their mind lies fallow. So that primordial strength of the land gives rise to giants. However, says Rav Hirsch, if the land's inhabitants are people whose direction is spiritual in Ruchnius, the land's power is used for spiritual activity, and not for giant bodily stature. What a beautiful chiddush. The people were terrified because they saw giants. They only saw giants because they were people whose minds lay fallow. So the strength of the land yielded giant people. But when the Bnei Yisrael would take over the land, our minds do not lay fallow because our minds are infused with Torah, mitzvos, halacha, hashkafa, amuna. Our spiritual growth leads to giants in spirituality. And this is what the people did not understand. Had they understood this, perhaps they would not have been so terrified to enter the land. They would have looked forward to it with great excitement, where they could come to their truest spiritual birth and spiritual fruition is Am HaNivchar be'Aretz Yisrael. I record these words the day after Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Naso, when 10 soldiers fell in battle, heroically fell in battle in the Gaza Strip, Hashem Yinkom Damam. And one soldier succumbed to wounds that he sustained earlier in the week. 11 soldiers were lost to Klai Yisrael, to Medina Yisrael, yesterday, Shabbos. Alon Weiss was 49 years old. He was the father of 7 children and the grandfather of 1. The family of senior staff, Sergeant Major Alon Weiss, who fell in battle in Gaza, which was yesterday, Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Naso, spoke to the media before leaving for his funeral, calling for unity. "Today is a very sad day for all of us as a personal family and as the nation of Israel," said Alon's eldest son. "We are continuing with our heads held high. We believe in our just path, in Torah of Israel and people of Israel. With God's help, we will win this war and the entire nation of Israel will know no more sorrow. We will learn to see the good." Alon Weiss was 49 years old, from Sagot. He was a 10th grade teacher at Amit Eitan Ma'ale Adumim. He was a central figure in the school. He was a role model for students and colleagues. The principal of the school, Daniel Be'eri, said, "Amit Eitan was Rabbi Weiss's second home. Education was the pivot of his life, and his dream was to empower each student. He loved his students very much. He gave his life for them, just as he gave his life for Am Yisrael. Our hearts go out to his family and his students. We will carry his character with us forever." His brother eulogized Alon, and his brother Asaf said, "My father, the bereaved father, Echmanan's son, told me. He spoke to his son Alon, and he said to his son, 'Enough, you have children. There is your daughter's wedding.' And Alon responded, 'Abba, you educated us this way. Israel comes before everything. I am here for the mission, and then I will come back and marry her off.' Asaf, the fallen brother, the fallen soldier's brother, said, 'Ilan was a teacher and a tour guide. He was an educator, a person who loved the land of Israel. He gave us all. His wife, Netta, told me, I never imagined.'" Ilan Weiss, who fell in battle, Rahman al-Atslan, the principal, said, "Education was the pivot of his life and his dream to empower each student. He loves the students very much. He gave his life for them, just as he gave his life for the people of Israel. Our hearts go out to his family and his students. We will carry his amazing character with us forever." His brother said that the father said to Alan, "My father said to him, 'Enough, you have your children. There's your daughter's wedding.' And he said, 'Abba, you educated us this way. You educated us this way. Israel comes before everything. I'm here for the mission, and then I will come back and marry my daughter off.'" Asaf shared about his fallen brother. "He was a teacher and a tour guide. He was an educator, a person who loved the land of Israel. He gave his all. His wife, Netta, told me, 'I never imagined this. I was calm. I was relaxed.' He was on the Nitzarim Road, which is a road built by the IDF to bisect Gaza from east to west. He was on the safe route." Said Asaf, "My brother is part of the generation of victory. A generation teaches us a lesson, but we have much to learn to be a victorious generation. This is one of the 11 soldiers, Shamim Kamdamam, Alon Weiss's family, spoke about their beloved who fell at the age of 49 defending Am Yisrael, Medina Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, leaves behind his wife, his family, 7 children, a granddaughter, and a bereaved nation. Rav Shamshon Fowler Hirsch says, when people's minds lie fallow, the land will produce giants. But when an Am Yisrael, a nation of Torah, mitzvah, halacha, hashkafa, chesed, commitment, seeking spirituality inhabits the land will produce a land of people whose giant ways, whose godless lies, and always seeking to grow higher in spirituality. Had the Meraglim realized this, they would have inhabited the land and encouraged the people to inhabit the land that is beloved by Kosh Baruch Hu, and hopefully beloved by Am Yisrael. Be'birkat Shalom, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Amedina Yisrael, Kol Tov, and thank you to all.